Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dara, you can follow her on Twitter at Dear Dara. You can read her excellent work, MSP Magazine. You can go to online, too.
MSPMag.com.
Yes.
We got something special popping up on Sunday. We're doing this whole special long reads on Sundays. One of my many long reads, such as I have done a long read on gravy and hot beef and the experience of...
Okay, let's start there. Beef, gravy, in this place that you, you're writing
about. Yeah, I will never rest until the North experiences the greatness of gravy, like the, we embrace gravy and we give it the due that like the South gives to pimento cheese. I will not rest until everybody in listener land comes along and says, yeah, actually gravy is amazing. So I found a new champion. I'm a gravy snob. Didn't used to be till I drove around and I discovered what is really amazing is homemade gravy.
Okay, that was in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, my hot beef story.
Yep.
Which
you take a lot of pride in. You put a lot of work in that.
That took forever.
Yeah. If you put in that much work, you should feel good about it.
It took. Nobody can understand how long these things take. You're just driving in circles, eating sandwiches. You think, oh, that I could get that done in a couple days. No, you need like 2 solid months to because you can't have 3 of those sandwiches in one day because you just slip into a coma and they have to come get you next week. So that doesn't.
Or an ambulance has to come your way.
I literally have fallen asleep in parking lots in some of these stories where it's just like, oh, it's my second one of the day. Oh, I'm a swooning couch.
Yeah.
Somebody get the vinegar handkerchief to bring me around. So went down to Falls Landing in Cannon Falls, Minnesota, in the Artisan Plaza
Market. I'm a big Cannon Falls guy. I think it's
I, too, am a Cannon Falls fan. Cannon Falls is big, though. Cannon Falls has like a part that's kind of close to the cities, and then it has keeps going for a really long time, and then it's got a part that's close to Rochester. It's really quite large. And the part, this is on right on 52, Falls Landing. J.D. Fratsky, who had the cheekily named steakhouse for the longest time, Strip Club, he kind of took it
underrated,
over.
Really good place.
It was such a great place. He really
quirky location.
Quirky location, now closed. Quirky name, never forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But he took over this Falls Landing, and he took it over, I think, last spring, and I didn't get around to it. I thought, he's not going to last. He's just a consulting contract. It won't go anywhere. Well, turned into a permanent arrangement, so I dragged myself down there. And it's spectacular, and they've got a butcher shop in the back. It's kind of hard to explain. They've got like a convenience store in the front that has a whole butcher case. And then it has, you know what a convenience store looks like. You're familiar with them. You're no George Bush who didn't know what a grocery store was. You've been in a convenience store. It has cheese curds and beef sticks and milk and everything. But it's all from the area.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. And then you go through this kind of back area and all of a sudden you're in a supper club. It looks like a supper club. It's a chandelier at a 100-year-old bar, and people are drinking old fashions. There's antlers on the walls. And that's where I got the best gravy I've ever had in my life. And so they've got a butcher shop. That's how they put all the stuff in the case in the front. And they take all the bones, roast them. You know, it's the well-known process by which you make gravy if you're a Escoffier and it's 1875 or whatever. Like, this is a long, you know, really involved process that nobody does anymore. That's why everyone uses packets, because it's expensive to buy all those bones. It takes all day. And then you just get gravy at the end, which no one appreciates except for me and J.D. Fratsky, the chef at Artisan Plaza Hidden Falls. Okay, so this gravy, it is gold, my friend. It is thick. It is brown. It's kind of in that state between a liquid and a solid. I bet if you had a drinking straw, you could just stand it up inside the gravy, but I didn't do that because I'm professional and that would look like a weird thing to do at the table. It's just delicious. And he does this cold smoked ribeye. So they put all the meats that they're going to grill in a kind of container and do a real flash smoking. So they're just smoke puffs up, stays there for a little bit. So not really heavy smoke. Anyway, then they grill it. Tastes so good. It tastes like you made it on a campfire, but not so, you know, tough as one might make at a campfire.
All right. I like that. I like that. I'm going to make
it. I'll
check that out. Okay. You mentioned, next to us is Capella Tower. You know, we're right in downtown Minneapolis. And I had mentioned a couple times, Aubon Pond, right? Overrated. I just thought all those places.
So dated, too.
So dated. Overpriced.
Like they made their menu in 1982, and then they decided that it could never change.
Correct. Pretentious as you know what, they went down. Not shocked. Now, you're telling me this place is Naughty Greek?
Naughty Greek. I love it.
Okay.
So it's got two other locations. One is over by McAllister on Snelling. One is on University, kind of by 280. And just really fresh. Just simple Greek food, but, you know, just fresh. Everything made from scratch. Best Greek salad. The best, you know, eggplant dip. The best, you know, the best gyros, whatever you want to call it, that you probably ever have. Like, it's just spectacular. And build a better Greek salad. The world beats a path to your door. They're coming to the Capella Tower.
Yep.
You are going to eat that salad in 2020. That's what I'm predicting. I've got my crystal ball here.
Yeah, well, I will. I venture that way walking over here every day. We have a Greek place across the street. What is your overall feeling about Greek food options in town and the quality of options that we have in town?
Overall, I feel that we underestimate the excellence of the local Greek scene. There aren't that many elements to the local Greek scene. Gardens of Salonika in Northeast, spectacular restaurant, world-class restaurant. I cannot say enough good things about Chef Anna Christofridis and her cooking. I would eat there every day, and I would lose weight, and I would have heart health. Like, it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
Christo's is a lovely neighborhood, you know, kind of old-fashioned institution. Just such great Greek comfort foods. Really like it a lot. I'm drawing a blank on the place in Shakopee right now. But overall, we have very few Greek restaurants.
Yeah.
But they're all good as far as I
know. I feel like
we've
lost a few Greek places.
Well, we lost It's Greek to Me, which I thought was a tragedy. I love that place, too. I thought that they had been kind of just, you know, doing the core, doing the work, keeping it all going for 40 years. And
we had a couple Santorini's.
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Are they gone? Why are you saying we used to? I thought they were still there.
Well, the one Indian Prairie has been shut down for a long time. Then we had one on 394. That's been shut down for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I research these things before I come on. I'm not sure right
now. Yeah. Yeah, I think we should have a few more because I do like Greek food. Okay, somebody's asking me about winter carnival food. Are you that familiar with the winter carnival food options, or is that something?
Are you talking about the you know, like pop up stuff that's there, or things to get when you go to places to go to in St. Paul?
Willie asked Air about winter carnival food. Anything happening? That's the entire text.
I don't know of any particular developments in winter carnival food per se. I'm striking out, man.
Yeah, no problem. Let's pause right here. 2:44. Much more to discuss with Dara at Dear Dara on Twitter. And we'll read a text or two. So if anybody else has a good question, a good topic for Dara, you can always reach out to us. 651-989-9226. All right, back here with Dara. Again, we'll read some of your texts, questions, comments, you name it. 651-989-9226. Okay, tell us about Restaurant Week. It's coming up about a month from now, and it looks like you've got some new ones this time that look pretty good.
Yeah, it's always exciting to get new ones on Restaurant Week. It's a little springier step. Baldemar, that's the Randy Stanley restaurant up in Roseville that people are just loving.
Yeah, they're loving that place. I keep
I know.
People, yeah.
Rosedale is really coming up in the world.
Good
I actually had Randy Stanley on the show a couple weeks ago, and he's just as happy as a little leprechaun, that guy right now, because people are loving it. He feels like he's finally figured out how to make a restaurant. So they're on the Restaurant Week. The Lynn Hall, I don't know if you've been there yet, so stylish.
No.
It's on Lindale and 27th Street. It kind of reminds me of you know, like New York's Balthazar, if you ever went there. It's got that lighting that makes you look like a million bucks, and very approachable food. Just a lovely place. I end up there quite a bit. It's got all the things you want. It kind of serves all day and got some healthy stuff and some decadent stuff. Lynn Hall, just crazy about
it. And where is that again?
27th Street and Lindale Avenue.
Okay. Got it.
And then it's just kind of right next to French Meadow, if you know, remember where that is.
So sure.
That little strip of the world.
French Meadow's still solid, right?
Yes. French Meadow is very solid. They have a devoted dinner following right now. People are looking for healthy eats. French Meadow is just kind of where you end up at this point, especially with Spoon River having closed.
Yeah.
So French Meadow, they try to do this thing, and they call it the restaurant in the back Blue Stem, and it was going to be a wine bar. And then that kind
Didn't do anything, did it?
Yeah, it's weird. People didn't want a different thing. They just wanted more French Meadow. And so now it just turned into table service, which is great. You know,
yeah,
but
that's
it's
fine.
Very much market dictated.
I'll do this before you get to a few more, because then you get a couple more. We've been giving you updates at 2050. We try to break them up here and, you know, work in plenty of DARA, plenty of other topics, but also continue to inform you what's going on. Still the House manager speaking. The president's side hasn't had a chance to speak, most likely until early next week. But here's the latest from CBS, and right back with DARA. All right, right back here with DARA. Obviously, Laura Oakes will have another update at 3 o'clock. And we were talking about Mike Lindell earlier this hour. Paul and Jordana will have Mike Lindell on later today to expand a little bit on the story that's in the Tribune about him potentially running for governor in 2022 and the appeal that he would have as a man from this area. Heck of a life story, and a outspoken defender and believer in the president. So, Dan, do you know what time Mr. Lindell is going to be on the show with Paul and Jordana, 3 to 6 later today?
I believe the tweet said they were going to lead the show with him. So
okay,
coming
up here in minutes.
Show, yeah.
Okay, In Bloom, I think, is on restaurant, right?
Yeah, I would like to put out an all-points bulletin for people to go to In Bloom. I am crazy about this place. It's the anchor tenant at the Keg and Case Market. It's a 25-foot live fire cooking line, the most ambitious cooking line just in and of itself that we've ever had in Minnesota. And for some reason, people are just not quite getting up to speed, understanding it. So for Restaurant Week, they're doing a $35 dinner with, you know, just there's vegan options. But then, of course, I kind of gravitate towards the meaty options. And you could get like a duck liver pate and the pork chop with the Ama Blue fondue and Brussels sprouts and a chocolate cake from a live fire line. How can you resist?
Well, so I had Thomas out last week, just like you
were
out there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
For Let's Kick Hunger. Guy's a 10 as a human being. And I know tonight, I don't know if it's full yet, but tonight they're having some big event.
Oh, at In Bloom?
At In Bloom. Some huge event. There's a sports. I think there's a Viking element.
They give so much to charity.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
He really
at
is.
At those causes.
No, he came from nothing, really, too. I mean, he's a total American bootstrap hero. And I really want people to go there because I think if we lose In Bloom, I will be sad, and I will be really sad because it's so original. And everybody, you like things cooked over campfires, you're going to like In Bloom.
Yeah. Well, whenever I hear anybody, literally anybody who goes there, they rave about it.
Yes.
And it sounds like it's good. It's like, oh, my, it was one of the best experiences I had. So I would recommend it. Okay. Fur sale ban. Okay. okay. What's going on?
Okay. So I don't really buy fur. It's not my thing. I am very worried about the amount of people watching these stupid slaughterhouse videos and PETA videos and being radicalized by online. I think we're a little bit aware at this point of people who are being radicalized online to become Nazis. But are we enough aware of people that are becoming radicalized online against farming? So I'm really concerned, and this may just be I'm nuts, but I'm concerned that
that's why you're on the show.
Enter into the record that I am nuts, but here's what worries me.
This
fur ban looks to me like the next thing will be a foie gras ban, and then the thing after that will be some other kind of a farming ban. And I think we really have to not have bans on things being raised by animals, I think people need to get their radar up and pay attention to this because things are not, I think, going in the right direction. The number of young people I talk to who believe that all farming is factory farming and all farming is animal abuse, and then they're a lot of vegans are having health problems. I was talking to a doctor the other day who's going to work with me on a story we're going to get up online eventually that's going to basically be for doctors to help identify the six major health problems that vegans are having, because it's not we're carnivores. Like, we're just – or top – we're predators. We're giant predators.
I just was talking with a very, very good friend of mine who's a very successful nutritionist, and he's making the same exact point, right? That and he's one who believes in smart eating and healthy eating. But he's like, there are so many things in your body that respond favorably to animal protein.
Your brain is 60% fat. Mine is, yours is, all the brains are 60% fat. Where
is
that going
to
come from?
Mine's probably 80%, to be honest. but that doesn't mean you can't be fair, accurate, and selective on parts of animals and treatment. But when it's just broad, that no matter what, when it's just generalizing, you know, most of the time if you're just generalizing, you just don't know the argument well enough. And it's just your default to say you're foolish or let's just ban all of it, as opposed to, hey, when people aren't doing it well, point it out. Let's also talk about dry January. Okay, I think this is a longer conversation. Remind me, I want us to have Monday. I am not on tomorrow. But how we are such sheep. And I can fall into this, too, when it's, okay, it's the start of the year. I'm just going to be a totally new person. Like, why can't I do that June 15th? And why September 15th? Why does every January? And I get it. We're all rituals, and we're all motivated differently. But it is amazing where we just follow the flock on this one. So you've got an angle here on dry January, what somebody did.
So Eater.com published a big kind of dry January backlash, and it really is the funniest thing I've read in a long time. Not in a ha-ha way, just in a life, oh my God, where are we going?
Yeah.
So this writer has decided to do dry January, but not on the weekends. So that's a thing, apparently. So you can just decide. I think personally, I'm going to do dry January, but just till 4 o'clock every day. It's going to be kind of an intermittent fasting dry January. All morning, won't be.
It's not dry January unless it's the whole January, right?
And if
you want to not drink during the week and you feel like it's better for you, but don't be like saying you're doing it.
And then there's all of these kind of scammers and profit things happening in the space where people are like, well, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, that's free. That's not for everybody. I've got, a $500 a month private one over here that you can do on your app. You could have juice and tea for essentially free. But have you thought about getting my special, non-alcoholic distillate of pine essence and lime for $50 a bottle? And, you know, so there's just all of this kind of capitalizing. We're having a good talk. The conspicuous consumption of not consuming alcohol, it just makes my eyes roll back so far that I can see my brain where it's 60% fat.
Well, it's like, and we got about a minute or so. It's like we had the story a couple weeks ago, and we did not talk about it, where wine consumption has dropped in this country for the first time.
White Claws.
I can assure you, I wasn't a part of that. I was not. I mean, heck, there's about three or four people in my life who are the reason why I drink more red wine now. You're on that list. You're in my four.
It's a European health food. I will say that forever. It's got so many antioxidants in that bottle, and tannin is a European health ingredient. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, and it also tastes good
and delicious.
It tastes good. Thank you, Dara.
Thank you.
She is a must follow on a myriad of topics, not just food. Check her out on Twitter @DearDara.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.